This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I woke up this morning and I jumped right out of bed into a sticky situation that is messing with my head. And so I went to my computer and I emailed both these guys to see whether they would give me some good or some bad advice. My parents' cat is stuck on the ceiling. I've got a new computer and it won't stop beeping. My girlfriend has a twin and I don't know who is who. So I'll email in if I were you. If I were you. If I were you. Ended because this was used at the end of the episode instead of the beginning.
Oh, it was used in the beginning, Lawrence, from Bristol, UK.
Congrats, bud.
What do you guys think?
A plus.
Oh my God, my wife's on the pod.
For the first time ever, a married couple emerges. That's right, I'm not counting Murph and Emily.
That's right.
They terrifying. Don't count at all. Jillian Vogel. And hello. Mrs. Mr. Jillian Vogel.
That's right.
On Mr. the podcast, together at last, a married couple sits on a couch. And this is just going to be the show going forward. It's just going to be the three of us gabbing.
I love that.
Just a little therapy sesh.
Like two soulmates in one room.
This is going to be a special episode because, one, I thought it would be fun to recap your wedding regardless of what happened.
Right.
Just because our fans are interested, they're excited, they want to know the details and the intimate ins and outs of the wedding and rehearsal dinner. But then what actually happened was the most eventful rehearsal dinner I've ever been to.
It's definitely the most eventful one I've ever thrown.
A lot of things happened that was unexpected.
It was a nightmare.
And it was different depending on who it was. We can almost make a different podcast about the rehearsal dinner where we interview different people at the rehearsal dinner about their viewpoints on the rehearsal dinner.
At what
dinner.
Point did we you get... take off your shoes so you could wade through the mud?
Whoa, no spoilers.
All right.
So this might be a little bit of a different episode, but it's very exciting to have you both here. It's also, it's extremely exciting to have Jillian here, who's never, I don't even know if you've listened to the show, you've definitely have never been on the show.
What, I've never met Jake.
Wow.
This is our first.
Wow.
I've listened. I got a handle on it.
All right, you get it. But you don't even have to know anything because right now it's just about us telling the story of, oddly enough, as we record it, exactly a week ago. Does it feel like a lifetime ago?
Yes.
Holy shit.
That's a good first
exactly
question.
Exactly a week
yes,
ago.
Yes, absolutely. It feels ages ago.
So we're recording this on Friday, August 24th, and this rehearsal dinner that we're talking about was August 17th.
Yeah, like right at this time, kind of.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so let's start from the top, because it's all so exciting. The first thing
is... Love is in the air.
I arrive in Beacon, New York. That's where the city where you're wedding. Having had glad, I was glad.
Mm-hmm.
I arrive, it's... 2 hours outside of New York City, I arrive with my parents and my girlfriend. the entire family is having an affair. We're there. We're meeting people. We're seeing your friends. We're seeing Jake's parents in the lobby.
Your
love
dad is
in the
first
air.
Person I ran into.
My dad.
Yeah.
At your
right,
building.
At a coffee shop?
Outside. Yeah, outside our building right after I'd gone.
It a little bit felt like my wedding because it's like my parents are there and I'm introducing them to like Brian Steinberg. So it's like, I don't know. It just felt like all people from my walks of life I had to like entertain.
And so you know the background of that too, where I was like inviting your parents was a no-brainer to me when we first were making this list like months ago. And
that's
I'm like,
nice.
Okay, so it's like, it was Jerome, we've got like, here, we're going to bring them in. And Jake's like, what? Oh, we are?
I fought tooth and nail
against just my dad.
I was full anti-Jerome, pro-Rivka.
They were a big part of my wedding weekend, but I felt like they were a big part of just the wedding weekend in general.
Oh, they were MVP. Like, yeah. I mean,
at the
I
very least,
your
sixth
dad.
Men and seventh men of the wedding.
Yeah. As this story unfolds, Jerome will come up more than once.
All right. So let's. We fast forward a little bit. It's around 4:30 p.m. on Friday of the rehearsal dinner. Yeah. There's a rehearsal wedding where we practice walking. At this point, everything is 100% normal.
Except that our officiant did not know where to be, so he wasn't
there. Oh, yeah, this is like the first small hiccup that nobody really knew.
Right.
Yeah. That the officiant, my cousin Scott, was supposed to be there at the wedding rehearsal, but he went to the farm.
Got
instead
it.
Of the venue.
So that was like a little, it's like in Jurassic Park where it's like, ooh, there's a little mosquito here. All right, crisis averted.
No problem.
And then it like pans to reveal a Tyrannosaurus Rex
but
being born.
Like I had been keeping an eye on the weather pretty much nonstop all week, and I knew there was a 90% chance of a thunderstorm.
That's a good, I think we even talked about it maybe on the podcast, just the idea of weather being an issue for an upstate New York wedding. Hope for the best, but expect the worst is the basic gist of it, right?
There was a time when we were expecting the worst, but then it was also like, well, but really, like, it's not July, and, like, it's not a heat wave, so how bad could it
get? At worst, like, it would rain, which is fine.
We also, I remember when we toured our wedding venue, we, like, chose it specifically because it had a really great backup rain plan.
Uh-huh.
And I had this crazy premonition that it was just going to rain on our wedding day.
Yeah, you kept
I had
saying,
the same gut feeling.
It's just going to rain. I'm used to it. Whatever.
It's fine.
Yeah, if I want it, it's going to rain, and then it won't bother me.
This is what I did not predict, that it was going to rain during the rehearsal dinner, which is the day before the wedding.
Right, okay.
Which is what we did
very
not plan
correct.
For.
Okay.
All right, so now.
It's 5 p.m. It's time to get on the buses to take us to the rehearsal dinner. Mm-hmm. How far away is the rehearsal dinner from the venue?
Okay, 35 minutes? No, because I get pretty defensive about this because I packed in so much time for this to work out.
35
minutes, but in a car. So
not
closer
in a bus.
To like 27 minutes. And so then. In a bus, it's like 45 minutes.
Got it. And you were accounting for traffic, 45 minutes even on a Friday
afternoon.
It should have been 35 minutes on the bus. It's 30 minutes in a car.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah,
so,
it was like reasonable.
Got it.
And it was also supposed to be that we were leaving at like an early time, so we arrived at the farm like 15 minutes before cocktail hour even started.
Oh, that's
started.
Nice. That's beautiful. That's pleasant. That was the idea.
Yes.
I step on the bus. It's already a little bit too hot on the bus. It's like 100 degrees. On the bus. I turn around and I look at my parents. I'm like, take the car. Do not get on this bus. You're not going to like it. You're an elderly couple. There's no need for you to like sit on this bus without air conditioning. It's not worth it. My mom's like, no, it's fine. Whatever.
Did they get on the bus?
Yes, they were on the bus.
Oh my God.
On the bus on the way to the venue.
Oh my God.
It's funny how this is considered an oh my God moment. This is the fucking preamble.
They had a car and they didn't take it.
I warned them. It's their fault. Okay.
You should have gone in the car with them.
I know. I should have.
This
but
is on you.
The bus would have been fun. There were friends there. So it's like, me, my Carnell, my girlfriend, Kunal.
I was on your bus, right?
I don't think you were on
my
bus.
Yeah, no,
we
your mom was on our bus, and Sarah was on our bus,
second,
your sister.
Second mosquito, it was 15 minutes late, the bus.
Mosquito, yeah, bus is a little late.
Yeah.
And then we start heading there, and it's like, we're not moving, so there's no like air coming in through the windows. So it's just like, this is getting a little hot. But, you know, whatever, it's fucking August in upstate New York. Suck it up. You stand up and get as much air as possible. We start moving. We get a little more breeze. No big deal. Then the bus turns around at a certain point. Do you know what happened? I'm not really sure myself.
Yes.
So for me, being in traffic in that bus was like a nightmare. I was just sitting in the seat being like, small talk, ha ha ha, and then turned to Jill. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, just like looking at ways, like, why, like, oh my God, it's 35 minutes from here.
Yeah, what happened?
It was just because of, there was like, I think it had started raining at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And there was just like shitty traffic getting to the farm. But like once, like you said, once we got
to
on the highway,
on the highway, bridge,
the air is flowing, the sun came back out. We're like
a little bit
good.
Crisis averted.
Yes.
Although it did feel, I heard something about a bridge that the bus
That's
couldn't go
what
under.
It was. So yes. Then we hit a tunnel. So then it turns out that these bus drivers haven't determined what the route is. And so they get to a certain point in the drive where they realize their buses can't go under said tunnel. Uh-huh. And so they have to stop and make like a 20-point K-turn because they don't know how to turn around.
A koosh ball turn. That's how many points there were.
This was incredibly frustrating because when they made that turn, we were like 4 minutes from the venue.
Got
it. Jill and I are keeping track of this.
You're on the ways.
Yeah. We're like, okay, we're almost there. It's cooled down. The sun's out. We're happy. And then it's like, why did we stop? Why did we stop? Oh, we're turning around. We turn around. And then it's like the estimate creeps back up to 12 minutes.
And that's like
great. We've had people on buses for close to an hour
at this point.
Oh, my God. The only thing I can think about is like, yes, you are going to have beer and food when you get there. But like nobody can hold on to that hope as hard as we can.
So we got like 95% of the way there and then had to turn back to like the 75% mark.
Maybe
and then
close
we got
to 80,
there.
But yeah.
And then we got there. So all in all, the trip to the rehearsal dinner took how long? Do you guys know?
Yeah, we left at 5:20 and we probably got there at like 6:20.
Got it. So about an hour.
Rough. It was, yeah.
And then you're like, okay, but at least we're here. Crisis
well, we
a little bit
off
averted.
The bus felt so incredibly good. The temperature dropped like 15 degrees.
Yeah.
The light was perfect.
It was sunsetting, breaking through the clouds.
Brisket sandwiches.
Brisket is flowing. Somebody put a beer in my hand. This venue, it was like being prepped for a wedding the next day.
Mm.
So we like inherited their tents.
Oh, nice.
We had no idea what they were going to look like, or at least I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And like they were beautiful circus tent, like with the big pole in them.
That's right. We ate under a big top.
Yeah, all weekend, Jake was just like, we didn't plan any of this. I'm like, I planned all. What are you talking about? Like,
sorry, man, I didn't plan any of this.
I knew what the tent looked
like. I was
like.
Blown away by the rehearsal.
So you get there, tempers go down a little bit. We're off the bus. Everyone's eating. Everyone's drinking. There's a nice corn soup that I'm guzzling. I like the corn soup. I like the brisket sandwich. I like the apps.
So far, the food does sound kind of weird, though.
We eventually make our way to this big top that is where the rehearsal dinner is going to be. At this point, are you thinking about the weather at all?
Yeah, because like as we were walking down that hill, that cocktail hour at the rehearsal dinner welcome party thing, that was bliss for
me.
Yeah. That was like crisis averted.
Yeah.
The bus thing was a debacle, but we're here and this is the best.
Entirely
agree. People like it.
Got it.
And we're happy.
They feel the magic of the farm.
And then we're walking down the hill towards the big top.
Yeah.
And you just see this like, just a huge storm cloud. And right. I'm like, oh, it's coming.
Yeah, that's right.
But I sort of like, I embraced it and I started being like, we're bringing in the marriage with the storm.
That's right. Oh, that'll be like a cool. Fun story.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, everybody, it's time to get into this
tent right.
Immediately.
Because the cocktail hour is in like a barn restaurant and then there's like a little 50-yard walk to this big top. Yeah, at this point, the bus thing felt like a big deal. But by the end of the night, no one will even remember the bus ride right. To the thing.
Oh,
like the bus ride, which was a 10 out of 10 of alarm and concern
for us,
ended up being a 1 or a 2 at the end of the night.
That was nothing.
Right. So we get to the...
Hey, even hearing that makes it like PTSD.
Did you guys think about this stuff over the course of the week, the honeymoon, or was it like,
oh,
it's
totally.
Over, it's over?
Yeah, yeah.
No, I didn't really.
All right. So let's get back to the big top. People are settling in. Drinks are being had. That's a good way to describe it. It's like a circus tent. It's probably like 3 stories high. It's elevated, so the tent almost starts like 10 feet above the ground. But if necessary, in rain situations, there's a clear plastic that would go from the base of the tent all the way to the ground.
Yeah,
right.
No problem.
No problemo. If it rains, we're safe. And if it doesn't, that's fine too.
That's what I was thinking.
It starts to rain a little bit.
But that's
I felt
like
the sky opened.
Yeah.
I didn't see it as little ever.
Oh, no, it started to rain, and then like, and we dropped the, and I was like, oh, okay, this is perfect. It's so far so good.
Crisis is managed.
Like, it was sunny and beautiful during cocktail hour.
Yeah.
And now we're in the tent anyway.
It was cute.
So the rain can start. And like, it almost felt like threading the needle, dodging the bullet. Like, it's raining, but it's going to rain during dinner when we're all inside.
Yeah, right, that's why we got the tent.
It was charming.
And we're walking around, like, making the rounds, dipping into the different tables, seeing where people are sitting, saying hello, hugging.
Yeah,
that type of thing.
You got to stay together, make moves, say hi, mingle. You're mingling. I'm, you know, hanging out with friends, hanging out with parents. The rain doesn't seem to be stopping, and it gets a little humid in the tent because, you know, how many people were there? 150, all inside the tent, which is now closed. It's getting a little steamy. Some people start letting up the tarp a little bit.
This is where the rain abated. It sort of like stopped raining for a second. Mm-hmm. So people start rolling those things up.
That's right.
Like, oh, this is cooling off. This is nice.
Yeah. It's kind of like people are going back to the bus situation in their minds. They're like, we don't want to be that hot again. So like, let's.
I went to the bathroom at that point.
Yeah.
Like, I had a free pass.
Let's keep it breezy. Yeah, let's feel
open
good.
Open a window. Yeah.
Open up the windows. And now we're back to that like 15 degree cooler sense of, you know.
So then once we made like an announcement to thank everybody.
Yep. That was nice.
Jillian spoke a little bit. I spoke a little bit. And
wait, no, you're missing. No. We didn't speak a little bit until after like two more thunderstorms.
Thunderstorms like, are sort of
the thunderstorms
blending together.
Were so the screens went up, everyone's chill. Then clap of thunder, it's
lightning,
it storms again, and then the things go down again.
Plastic goes down to shield us from the rain.
And then and that's around the time that our like, you know, coordinator at the farm starts to be like, okay, well, we're going to bring food in, but like we're not ready for people yet because the rain has been making it hard for us to bring food in and out of this tent.
Got it.
Because the food is also 100 feet away from where the tent is.
They got to walk it through the rain.
They have to walk it through the rain, and the rain is like coming down.
That's right.
But we make that announcement, and I'm basically just like, nothing is perfect right now. Like, I am a perfectionist. I'm so sorry. But you're all the best for being here and being good sports. Because at that point when we gave the speech, the shoes were off.
So the shoes
Jerome
started
was
coming
the first
off.
First person I saw.
My father.
Brings it back to Amir's dad.
Yeah.
I saw Jerome, and he's like just pointed to his legs. And he's got his pants rolled up to a little below the knee.
Mid-calf,
Shoes on his hands.
Socks in his
barefoot.
Pockets.
And I was like, oh, that's fun.
Summer
like,
chic.
I just thought that was something he was doing.
Yeah, because he's like vaguely European.
Not out of necessity. And then like I had my head on a swivel and I went back and I saw that like since we're at the bottom of a hill.
Yeah.
The water and the mud and the rain and everything
had
sort of started to flood.
Trickle in.
Stage right of the tent.
Yeah, near the food, near the buffet area. It starts to, because the tent is on grass and mud.
So it's like three inches of rain probably.
Yeah, starts seeping in from the corners. Mm-hmm. And then like the line to get to the food is around the perimeter of the tent. And then inside is mud coming in more and more and more. And the rain is starting to get harder and harder. Like, whoa, this is fun. It's kind of scary. We're camping and it's like a lightning storm.
Right, because the sun is set. It's now dark.
That's right.
And half the guests are thinking this is still charming because they're on the dry side of the tent. And the other half are like, my shoes are fucked. Like, and also knowing that people were coming up to me going, you did say casual in the dress. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. Am I ruining your shoes?
We have like all of our friends are coming up to us and like laughing and being like, this is so like, it's a story. It's so fun. Like everybody's just giving me positive energy, which I needed. And then, but then like you sort of like, if you catch any little thing like of Jill's great uncle or like Jill's parents, family, friends, or like my aunt, like they're sitting out there and like they're looking a little surly. You're like, okay, I know not everyone is, it's not a great story for everybody.
That's right. Okay. I want to pause right here. I thought we would talk about all the rehearsal dinner in the first act, but this is a great halfway point because trouble is afoot and it's starting and let's go to a commercial break and people are on the edge of their seats and we'll talk to you guys after we thank a few sponsors.
Here comes the storm.
Oh my God.
Thank you as well to Helix for sponsoring this episode of our show. Jake and Jill, you guys have a Helix mattress.
I like it a lot.
You took this sleep quiz or something? There's a sleep test that determines how firm or hard, soft you want your mattress
That's
to
right.
be?
We both took this sleep quiz, and I think I passed and Jill failed.
So I don't think it's a pass-fail thing.
Yeah, there was one night where I just turned around. I was like, oh, your side is way better.
Now you like Jake's side.
She does like
classic wife. Gets what she wants, right? Just welcome to the married life.
Hey,
I love
watch
it.
I'm just joking, man. I'm having fun here. The sleep quiz, like we mentioned, takes 2 minutes to complete, and then they use your answers to match your body type and sleep preference to the perfect mattress. That's pretty neat. So what can you do? You go to helixsleep.com/ifiwereyou. You take the quiz, and then when you're ready to buy, their Helix is offering $125 off all mattress orders.
That's really good.
Yeah.
Especially because then they also give it to you and you don't have to like lift it. You just, it's there.
That's
like
right.
Like it just showed up in a box and we opened
it. Oh,
it
blooms out
yeah,
of
it bloomed.
The box. Very
oh,
beautiful.
Oh, I love the bloom.
Oh, yeah. If I can just keep buying, when I'm rich, I'm just going to keep buying mattresses, bloom them, and then throw them away or whatever the fuck.
You could have a little mattress garden.
That'd be really nice.
Baller move.
Get up to $125 off at helixsleep.com/ifiwereyou. That's helixsleep.com/ifiwereyou for up to $125 off your mattress order. Jake and Jill, you like your mattress?
Love it.
What's that slogan, Jill?
Gotta go to bed. go to bed. And our Helix.
We're workshopping it still.
Wait, was there really one?
No,
that was it.
That's helixsleep.com/ifiwereyou. Thanks, Helix.
Gotta go to bed.
Go to bed.
In my Helix.
Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show. We love Squarespace.
That's correct. I use Squarespace over and over again, all the time. It is my go-to.
Yeah, you've built multiple websites.
Yes, yes.
It's kind of insane. You're like almost a Squarespace entrepreneur at this point. You must have made, what, 3, 5, 50 websites?
I am a mogul. Yeah, I am a scion of Squarespace.
So you know how easy it is to design, mm-hmm. and you don't need to know much programming, if any, at all, to create a professional-looking online store, portfolio, blog, vlog. Hell, you'll even create a slog.
I have created a slog, and it is a slog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a secret vlog.
Right.
You can even purchase domain names through Squarespace. Jake, what did you find that people can buy right now?
Fly a bike. You've heard of fly a kite. Well, how about you fly a bike? That's where you tie a string to a bike and run with it and see if it will fly. And if it does, you'll post it on this website, flyabike.com. Thanks, Sharks.
That's pretty good, actually. Yeah. Mine is bikeafly.com, which is also available.
Really?
Yep.
You can bike a fly? That's good.
Yeah, you put a little flea on like a bike. Like, oh my God, look at this tiny little circus.
Yeah. All right. Cool. That's really smart.
So if you want to buy those domain names, or maybe somebody in your life is turning 50 and you want to buy them a website to show you how much you appreciate them, you can buy their fullname.com if it's available. You can do it all.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. And you can also do email campaigns. You can sell content. They got award-winning customer service. They even got a new AI tool called Squarespace AI to update written content on any website, product description, or email. So it can generate instant personalized results for your brand, which is kind of cool.
Very cool.
So to get access to all these cool features and more, just head to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain by using that code segments.
Baller.
Yeah, that's squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase. And then when you're ready to launch, you'll just use that code segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Squarespace. Thank you to Helix for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Jake, you love Helix. You sleep on a Helix.
I certainly do. That is correct. I'm proud to do it.
It's your favorite mattress. You know why? Because it's personalized to you.
That's right. I took the sleep exam. I passed the sleep test. I am certified, licensed, professional sleep, not quiz, test taker. Kind of like the bar. But for mattresses, folks.
Yeah, it says you take a Helix sleep quiz and you can find your mattress in under 2 minutes.
For some.
Super fast, super simple.
It took me 11 days to take that test.
Jesus Christ.
Yes. It was open book, but questions. I really wanted it to be perfect.
Of course it's open book. It's just how you sleep.
Not just that, but yeah, kind of.
And then Helix has a lineup of over 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux collection.
That's actually what I sleep on, folks.
Wow. So you take the quiz.
And then they ship you the mattress. And all mattresses come with a 10 or 15 year warranty. So if you're sleeping on a mattress for so long, it might be time to upgrade. And the best way to upgrade is by going to helix.com/segments.
Right.
Then you take that quiz and you get 20% off all mattress orders and two free pillows if you go to that URL.
Damn.
So check it out. Go to helixsleep.com/segments and use the code HELIXPARTNER20.
Right on.
So the URL is helixsleep.com/segments. The code is HELIXPARTNER20, all one word. You get 20% off your mattress.
Right.
This is the best offer yet, and it won't last long.
No, sir.
So with Helix, better sleep starts now. It starts right now.
That's right.
Thanks, Helix.
Thank you.
And we're back. I'd be remiss not to mention that I started a new podcast. I know this is a weird time
while
to start it.
While I was gone?
While you were gone. Well, it's starting. I launched it today. So if you're listening to it on Monday, August 27th.
Yes. I go on one goddamn honeymoon
and I start a new podcast. Yeah.
Mini moon.
A mini moon and a mini podcast. No, this is a real podcast. Episode zero, which is just an explanation of what it is. And I'll tell you guys right now real quickly. It's an NBA podcast. Woo. I've been thinking, hemming and hawing for over a year, and I finally decided to start one. It's called Buckets. I'm going to give it a season, see how it goes. You can subscribe now. It would help it out because it would bump it up to the top of like the Sports and Recreation Center category of iTunes.
I'll subscribe.
Okay. I got one subscription, Jillian.
I'll subscribe.
That's two.
Do you have a co-host?
No co-host.
No
just
host.
Me. It's me and a guest every episode. Episode zero is the explanation. Hmm. Then the next episode, episode one, will be with Ben.
Will the guests know things about basketball?
Ideally, yes. I think I'm going to ask my funniest.
Jill and I are trying to get on the podcast. is what we're.
You guys could be on because you could be like the people who, like Jake often asks me questions of like somebody who's casually into basketball. And then I can answer them. That could be a good episode.
Oh, sweet.
And then Jillian and I can help you find like a favorite team.
Thank you.
Yeah. all right. Where were we? The rain is starting to come in. It's around the food.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of words to describe disaster. Like, I'm like, when the sky opens up, like, collapse of thunder.
Yes.
Like, how do you describe?
At one point, the farm rep came in and told you that one of the buses was gone. And I don't know if that
this was...
I don't, which at what point was that?
Well, I want to follow Amir's story because I feel like you have a little bit more, and then I can definitely fill in the
blanks
for that.
At this point, it's time. You guys are like, fuck it, we got to power through.
Yeah.
Speeches time. The rain is so loud, but the show must go on, I guess. People are barefoot and wet, but at the same time, your mother has to talk about your relationship with Jake. Your friends have to speak and give props.
And the PowerPoints are shorting out.
It's like, right, then we are a multimedia family in this case. Who knows why we powered through that, but like...
Literally PowerPointed through because your sister was navigating a fucking extension cord into a laptop, into a tent. I don't know where power came from.
The mic was like probably barely loud enough if there was no storm.
Yeah,
so
was
with the
rude.
Storm, it was like, it was just not loud enough.
It's like, it sounds like, you know, when you're going camping or under an umbrella and it's raining a lot, it just...
Yeah, and the mic was just bad.
But I mean, I think at a certain level, speeches at a wedding are only for me and Jill anyway.
Yeah. So you guys can hear it.
I heard everything that all of Jill's friends and her mom had to say.
At a certain point, it looked like your sister was doing the Doc Brown, like at the end of Back to the Future, like putting those two cords together, getting electrocuted by the lightning.
So this is midway through those speeches, I just decided that I was going to get drunk.
Yeah.
I motioned to the bartender. I was like,
no, to like Mike, to anyone who would look, you were just like, flag.
Now. Yeah.
Now.
Whiskey. And the bartender and I had a rapport from earlier because whiskey on the rocks was not on the menu, but it was for me because he knows I'm the man.
Yeah. And the man is getting wet. Did you guys ever take off your shoes?
No.
I
did. But I did. Oh, you. I threw my shoes away when I got home.
Got it.
That's
okay.
That's true.
So water seeping in. It's loud. You can't hear speeches. Things at this point are kind of a shit show in a funny way because the show is still going on. People are still eating. Jake's mom's cookies are out. We're all having fun.
Okay, so this is – so as after I called for the whiskey and at the end of Jill's bridesmaid's right. speech.
And for that last bridesmaid speech, friends of her, of ours were just sitting like moments away, ready to just pummel at her, like to like catch her and bring her away for, because the lights are swinging above her and it looks like the tent is going to fall while she's talking right above where she's talking.
Oh, I did
like,
not
we were ready.
The whole thing is swaying. I'm like, yeah. I hope this thing doesn't go under. Like,
it was a, it's it was a very powerful storm.
It was a bad storm.
Was it?
Yeah, so that's,
it was like one of the worst thunderstorms that upstate has had.
That's what I wanted to ask. Is this normal for upstate, or was it even bad for upstate
worst,
New York?
Like, we had our planner texting us the next day just being like, I was thinking about you guys last night. How'd it go? We're like, Jesus.
Not now, God, Cheryl.
God damn it.
So I, at the end of Jill's bridesmaid's speeches, I was like, I'm going to give everybody a reset here. Yeah. Make sure everyone can go to the bar.
I heard that. The, yeah. Let's take a break.
Yeah. Let's take a break.
Because I knew that all of my speeches on my side were a surprise. I had no idea who was going
to
talk.
And they were supposed to be coming up.
Yeah. But I saw a little baby picture of me on the projector. And I was like, guys, we'll do everybody get a drink, get some dessert. We'll do more speeches in a bit. And I'm thinking, like, maybe we can make the microphone louder. Maybe the rain will
stop.
Down. Like, maybe this storm,
they come fast and they go fast.
Yeah, that's a thunderstorm. Yeah. So I'm like, this thing is going to like breeze away any second and like,
it'll be calm.
Yes.
And that's when that guy comes up to me and he's just quietly too, because there's no one else for him to talk to. He has to talk to the, like, to the bride. It's not as if I had somebody between me and the guy planning this event with
me. That's right.
So he comes up to me and just goes, I just want to, hey, I'm soaking wet. He's just like drenched. He's like, I just want to let you know that, one of the buses, he apparently is not here anymore because they hit a car in the parking lot and just left.
Okay. And Which is insane. Like, what does that mean? I hit a car, so I left. Why did it move? Why did it hit a car? And why did it leave?
All great questions.
Three weirdnesses while the rain is happening.
And also no service on a farm because you're in the middle of a field.
That's right.
And also it's pouring rain and I don't want to leave the tent to go nowhere to figure out if I should like survey this car.
Because you're also listening to your mom talk about shopping for wedding dresses with
course.
You. But your head is in a place where it's like, how do I get these people home?
And yet I pull out my phone and I essentially just start calling other transportation that I had flagged because I'm organized and I'm like, and transportation, leprechaun transportation, like, hi. And I sound insane on the other side of the phone because it's loud behind me. And I'm basically just like, hi, I'm in the middle of nowhere and I have 50 guests who have to get to Fishkill.
Can I order
Can you
Postmates?
Help? So I was like, no, I'm sorry. I have no drivers right now. And
Jake, what are you doing while these phone calls are happening?
I peed outside the tent.
I got high.
I got another whiskey and then somebody handed me a cookie. and I think that's when the power
that's
went out.
That's exactly
okay.
right.
Okay, so this is the big moment. This is when things go from bad to worse. This is the point of no
you
return.
You thought it was off the rails before.
That's right.
Power
flickers, goes back on. Ooh, scary.
150 guests all at once.
That's right. And then, have you guys seen videos of this moment? I took a video of it. I'll show you guys the video that
I have.
Light goes off. Power goes off. It's dark because it's nighttime. Mm-hmm. There's no electricity anymore. The PowerPoints are done. Everybody's phones are out because they still have like power on their phone. But other than that, it's complete darkness in a tent, 150 people, wet, shoeless, muddy, rain, no
Allison,
bus.
Still there. still surly.
Here's the video. You can see the action. I'll send you the whole thing. And with your permission, we'll put it online one day.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, there's lightning in the background. So that's
because it's still pouring.
You can, like, it's still pouring.
The nice thing about this video is you see, like, even here, we had, like, some positive energy.
And all your friends were into it a little
still,
bit.
Still, like, clapping.
Yeah, they're like, this is fucking nuts. How stressed are you guys at this point? Or is it like, whatever, this is crazy?
I don't know. How were you feeling?
For the very first time in all this planning, because I was new at planning a wedding, just like turned to, I think it was my dad or something. I just went, I do not know what to do in this situation.
This is beyond this emergency preparedness.
Yeah, I'm just out. So that is when I started, like, that was my version of pee outside the tent.
Or that was the tent.
Yeah, exactly.
There's no other plan beyond this.
And you probably thought Jillian was over-prepared, like, oh, she knows alternate, okay, transportation. It won't come to that.
I didn't even know that she had alternate transportation. Yeah. But
none
sure
of them were picking
would've...
up, so that's fine, too. But that's when I was like, okay, somebody came up to me and was like, what are we doing now? And I was just like, I'm having ice cream. I don't know.
So have you felt more stressed than that? Was it not quite stressed because it was so much that it didn't even register?
I disassociated myself.
So it's like, I'm in it with you guys. I'm not like, responsible for it.
I was like, I can't believe this is my wedding, but like, we're here and I don't know. I don't know. This is...
Are you upset? Are you excited?
Actually, yeah. For the first time, I just went, oh, the event is over. Like, this whole time, I'm thinking, like, we got to go till 10. Like, how are we going to stall?
This was 9:45 at this point.
Yeah, no. At this point, somebody else made the decision of just, like, I don't know who it was, but I think it was a grown-up in the room just being like, okay, now we go home.
We're going back to the buses.
Yeah, so the buses started to, like, come down the hill.
But I thought one of the buses left.
One of the buses had left, and that's when I got noticed that, like, the bus magically came back, and
that's
this woman,
nice.
Like, I guess, decided to turn around.
This was another crate. She came back, denied that she hit the other car.
Got it.
And then some guest, I don't know who it was.
No, it was somebody that works at the farm was like, lady, I saw you. I saw you hit that car.
Once there was a witness, she was like, okay, I did hit the car.
Wow. Okay. So I didn't even know any of this stuff.
Yeah.
Were you guys there? Is that how you heard about it?
Well, everybody was filing out. I was still like talking to some people, and I was talking to Jill and trying to figure out if we actually had a third bus or not.
Mm-hmm. And you did, but it didn't go to the same hotel?
Exactly.
So two buses to one hotel.
Right.
And third to an auxiliary hotel somewhere else.
Yeah. So the hope was like, get those two that are fine and have no relationship to a car that just got hit out of here and load them up. But what was mortifying was just that no one was making those decisions without somebody just being like, now go.
Yeah.
So people, again, and I want to hear what happened to you. Like, were you just sitting on that bus for like 15 more minutes after loading?
So we heard that the buses couldn't come down the hill because of the rain. So we start trekking up. Everyone's barefoot because we took our shoes off. So
and
we're doing this
tiny
like
rocks.
Tiny pebbles.
Yeah, we're doing this like March of Shame / Passover Exodus reenactment.
This entire event, like, had the buses not arrived late, it would have been enough.
Yeah, we should have had matzah at the end. But we finally get onto the buses.
Could have made it worse.
My mom's like, what bus are you on? She's calling me, freaked out. I'm like, I'm on a bus, I don't see you. She's like, I'm on another bus, I don't see you.
Your bus had not left.
No.
Just you chilling out on the bus.
So she comes onto our bus, and we're just waiting for the bus to go. Eventually, our bus, which is kind of like packed, starts leaving. And we're like, okay, this is like a Titanic life raft. We look back. Arrivederci, thunderstorm, lightning storm. We made it out. Last helicopter out of Vietnam.
So you think.
It's pouring rain. What's going on back at the venue? Because I'm on a bus.
I've been overseeing this bus driver exchange insurance information with this random guest. I'm trying to rush her, but like, I want them to get all of the information.
Right,
but like, there's 20 people on this other bus.
Right.
And those 20 people are actually the ones with the least amount of patience because they're all the ones coming from the hotels that our friends are not staying at.
Got
like,
it.
Our friends are all at Airbnbs or at the main hotel. They're not at like, the Holiday Inn, the Courtyard.
Oh my God.
It's like all of our older relatives and John and Giancarlo.
Got it. On a bus that won't move.
Yeah, right, because this lady is taking forever to get insurance
from this guest.
And finally, I'm just like, you have to take these people home now.
Yeah.
She goes over to that bus. It won't start.
The bus won't start.
And
you're like, of course the bus won't start because nothing can go right now.
I was just like, just try it again. It'll start. It'll start. Now it's not starting.
Are you getting mad or are you just at this absolute moment of like, beyond this is insane zen where it's like,
my uncle is like, is there a toolkit? I'm like, this is not happening. There's nothing we can do.
A toolkit.
Again, hands up in the air. I don't know how to fix a giant school bus. Like, this is not part of the bride training.
And then I'm talking to the bus driver being like, call your boss. She's like, she's not answering. And
I have never seen Jake get more mad at a person. Like, he's the most, like, good with customer service. Like, I flare up at customer service. I'm like, hey, you're trying to help me. Yeah. I'm not trying to help you.
Jake
but Jake is like, I'll
kindness.
Help you. You help me.
Yeah. We're all friends here. I'll be friendly to you so that you be friendly back.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So this, well, I didn't get
Is this
mad.
When you struck her?
Yeah. I didn't get mad until, so I kept on saying, like, get your boss on the phone and give me the phone because I have to, like, we have to figure this out. Either, like, another bus needs to come and pick everybody up.
Have two buses left or one?
Both of, yeah. So of the three buses, two have left.
And one is going to the hotel that we stayed at?
Both of them are going to the hotel that you guys are at.
Okay.
And as I'm, like, trying to figure out a way to get another bus or to get a repairman from that.
People are calling Ubers.
Yeah.
Yeah, people are calling Ubers.
Yeah.
They're 20 minutes away and over $100.
That's right.
Of course.
Half an hour away.
Sure,
yeah.
Sure.
Then I see two pairs of headlights coming back. This is like 15 minutes after you guys had gone.
Yeah.
I see two pairs of headlights coming down the driveway, and I'm like, oh, we're saved. They sent another bus.
Yeah.
And then I see on that bus, I'm like, wait, there's people on that bus.
Yeah.
That's all of our friends.
We came back. And we weren't on the bus. I was not on the bus that came back.
Oh, your bus did not come back?
So my bus.
I thought two buses came back.
No, two buses came back.
One bus came all the way back. Another bus started to go back.
Right. And you did another 20-point K turn.
So halfway through our ride home, it's probably 11 or 11:30 at this point. Yeah. Everybody's feet are just muddy. And we're like, finally, we're barefoot on a fucking school bus, but we're heading home. The bus stops half an hour into our ride, and we're like, what's going on? And at this point, like, people are starting to get angry at each other. Like, what's going on? I'm like, I don't know, man. I'm next to the bus driver. You don't have to yell at me.
Oh,
and then
God.
It's like, we're stopped. And then somebody goes out in the back. They open the emergency exit in the back and went to go pee. And I'm like, what's going on? Everyone doesn't know what's going on. The bus driver's like, we got to go back. And I'm like, what are you talking about? We got to go back. She's like, we're going back to the venue. This is after driving for 20 to 30 minutes away from the venue.
I want to die.
We can't go back to the venue. What are we going back to the venue? And then I was like, we're going back to the venue.
Are your it's parents
like,
on this bus?
Yes, my parents are on the bus. Jeffrey, the dumbass is on this bus.
That's why this bus didn't turn around. It's because fucking Daron wouldn't have it.
Well, this is like this weird dream that I'm having that like everybody I know from all walks of life are on this dark bus in the rain and this bus was starting to turn around. I'm like, why are you turning around? She's like, the other bus won't start. I'm like, okay.
What are we going to do about it?
Yeah,
we're a full packed bus.
She was like, she chose this moment to become like a moral soldier. It's like, if they can't start, we're not going to go either. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, no. What? No, we go and then you do whatever you need to do. We're not all going back.
Bus.
Yes. So we start going back to the venue. I'm like, this is absurd. What's happening? It's almost midnight at this point. Everyone's like going delirious. We start joking about how we're like in this futuristic dystopian future where battery, phone battery is currency. So like we hear rumors about someone in the back that has 75% and how we're going to kill them and shit like that.
Is Streeter on this bus?
No, unfortunately not. Streeter with a pregnant wife took a car.
That's good.
Oh my God.
So they took the car.
Thank God. I love hearing stories about people that took
made
the car.
It out, yeah.
Seriously.
And like
made
that
out.
Gives me life. I talk to them, then I'm like, oh, sweet. You didn't have the worst time ever.
Yeah, Marty just, and Pyle did not. They took the car.
Oh, that's so
it
nice.
It was just the incompetency of this company over and over.
Well, so we had. All right, so. So the other bus.
Yeah.
The other bus
gets all the way there?
Yeah, it gets all the way there.
Okay, so we're not quite there yet. We're not back yet. We're heading back.
Yeah. Right. And you never got back or you did?
We stopped short.
I saw them. Yeah, you
So maybe we stopped
right
at the entrance but didn't go all the way in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they're like, all right, the other bus is fixed. Did the other bus get fixed?
No.
Everybody, all right, so the other bus.
Two buses came back to fix a broken bus. As if a bus can perform surgery on another bus. That was their logic?
Nimrods.
I think it was, I don't know if this is true, but we couldn't jump the bus with like regular jumper cables because it would have like drained the battery or fucked up the bus. I don't know. So maybe only a bus can jumpstart a bus. I have no idea. Anyway, when I saw all of our friends, I like just I marched up to the lady and she was on the phone with her boss then. And I was like, is that your boss? And she was like, yes, I'm trying to. And I was like, give me the phone.
Whoa.
This was the moment that I was like, I've never seen Jake this amped before.
And she gave me the phone. And I, without saying anything, I was like, do you realize how hard you fucked me?
Whoa, you said that?
Yeah.
That was cool. Did it feel cool to say that?
It felt so good. And then it was a lady and she was just like, sir. And I was like, no, listen to what happened. And
wow.
And I was like, went down. I was like, do you like, that's unacceptable. This is crazy. We're not paying a cent for these buses.
Wow.
You're covering everybody's Uber. I'm embarrassed, and you guys should be ashamed of yourselves. And she was like, I am embarrassed. I'm really sorry, sir. Like, I know you won't pay for anything.
And what did you say? Were you like, good? Or like,
I was
sorry.
Like, honestly, it feels good to yell at somebody.
You said that?
No. But I was thinking that. I was like, yeah. So much of it was coming out that was like...
Jill, did you like to see that?
No, because I wasn't there. I was like, I could hear him out of the corner of my eye, or whatever. I could hear you.
Hear him out of my eye.
This is the day before your wedding, by the way. Your wedding day hasn't even started.
And people are coming up to me just going like, you should go to bed. I'm like, are you kidding? I can't do any. I can't not be where I am in this exact moment. People are like, your eyes are going to be like so sleepy tomorrow.
Your eyes are going
to
be sleepy.
Like, I'm still up, like, cut to 2 a.m. writing emails to people going like, if tomorrow is a fucking shit show, I'm out. Like,
oh,
just
God.
Make it work. Please contact the bus company. Like,
oh, your face.
We had the same bus
worse.
Company the next day.
That's why I panicked again.
Oh, no. Okay. So this is the perfect storm, literally, of weather plus incompetent bus driving plus weird corporate strategy where they said every bus goes together. A bus broke down. Both buses came back. Eventually, you put everyone on an Uber?
We put some people on Ubers. Some people carpooled. And then... the remaining people got on the two living buses.
Got
like
it.
Like sat left, on laps and
we
basically
left the
just...
driver with the workers at the farm. Jill and Jill's sister and her mom and her dad and I were the last people out.
So
watch the Titanic slip
and turning
and
behind
honestly,
and then just
the best
seeing it explode.
Part is just people texting us as we're on our way back, being like, "Everything's cool. Like you guys
Don't
are the
worry,
best." And we're like, yeah.
Carnell texted me and he just said, "What do you need?" And I was like, "Just get as many people as you can to go to the bar across the street from the hotel."
Right. So
that's exactly what happened. There was like,
so you went
like
back
40 people
at the bar. There was like a planned after party.
No, there was not.
It was just
it was like,
let's get drinks because we're depressed and need to end the night on a good note.
What was the car ride to the bar? Like, silent? That was crazy. Or was it like, what the hell is going on there?
It was a lot of just me being like, I'm so ashamed.
It was
self-hate.
Oh, yeah, a lot
it
of that.
It was quiet. It was not like animated. That was crazy. Oh, my God, I'm so pissed. It was like, just like. Stewing. It's like, I just can't believe. Like, why would they? And then, like, it just sort of like a quiet discussion.
Yeah, about
like wondering why.
Yeah, like, cosmically.
Yeah.
And then I kind of turned to my mom and sister and was like, "Great speeches, great speeches, really good work."
Were there any tears in the car?
No.
Oh, that's good.
There was never any like real sadness. It was more like, it was a sense of wonder.
Yeah. How can all these bad things happen at once?
It was baffling. But like this tone that I have right now, this is kind of like what it was.
Like incredulous. We were incredulous.
Like, how dare God do this to me?
laughing the whole time, but just like a little bit shook, a little bit in disbelief that it happened.
Utter shookness.
Do you, a week out, do you wish that it went well? Or are you now happy that you have this story?
I would definitely rather it went well.
I would have rather that like charming rain kind of happened.
Yeah.
And everyone was like, this is so symbolic. Like you guys, like, of course the storm hits and it's like, you know, weird wedding, great marriage, like that kind of thing. But then everyone was just kind of like, no. Weird wedding. This is not going to be good. Like this, it was a weird tone set.
Well, let's talk silver linings. Rehearsal dinner ends. The next day, a new day.
New day.
Sun's out a little bit. Enough. Not as bad as the day before.
The sun, the next, I think it was...
hangover a little bit? You wake up and you're like, wow, that was fucking crazy. Did you sleep well?
No. I shot awake at like 4 a.m, at like short of breath.
Oh, really?
That was the darkest for me. It was like, oh my God, like this... What if the whole entire wedding's bad?
Okay, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm. That was like my, I think that was my fear.
It was manifesting
like,
itself.
I really wanted Saturday to like go right.
Right.
I had a lot riding on that.
Yeah.
So for me, I woke up Saturday. I went to the soccer game, the planned soccer game.
Oh, wow. That still happened.
My dad had put together. And I think we had like 16 or 17 people that came.
Wow.
Like solid crew, and then like a couple probably 20 people all told.
Sort of felt like a new dawn.
Well, when we got there, we got to the soccer field, and there was a middle school team practicing. We were like, you guys can't use this field.
Then a helicopter landed on you.
And then I was like, all right, so the wedding is off. This is full bad.
The wedding was even worse than the rehearsal dinner. Let's get into that.
But we walked over to another field, and we played a great game of soccer, and that I instantly felt better. I was like,
it's over.
Now this is my memory.
That's
like
good.
I look back, like every Friday night sort of like was retreating into the rear view.
Yeah.
Like I had a great soccer game. That was good.
Let's now, start like, there, the memory
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
And then I went and I got an acai bowl.
Oh, that's really nice.
And like, that was good too.
Yeah, that was good for Jake.
And then Carnell and with the suits.
Jill, yeah. Jill, what was going on with you at 8 a.m.? Because you weren't playing soccer.
No,
you
I was like talking to the planner being like, hey, so can we call back Anne and Leprechaun and tell them that they need to be like our new coach buses? Because I didn't want anyone to have PTSD getting like seeing at the hotel that the school bus was re-arriving for them to bring them to the wedding.
The good news is the wedding was at the venue that some people were staying at.
Totally.
So at the very least, I didn't have to travel anymore.
Yeah. I'm like, no, this exactly.
Mom and dad, we just got to walk across the street.
Yep.
There was also, like, it was a sunny day for pretty much the entire day, but there was, like, a 40 to 50% chance of a shower that day. So we're like, we're doing the wedding inside.
Set
chairs up outside. And sure enough, at 4:30, it started to rain. And then I was just like, all right, well,
it's indoors now.
Yeah. I was like, nothing
can stop me now.
No matter what the storm is, the ground's not going to flood. The PA system's not going to short out. The buses aren't going to break down because it's all here, right?
Did you have any like Hurt Locker-esque flashbacks where like, whoa, what was that? Or like you turn around and it's like, nothing, sorry. I'm just still thinking about something.
The rain fatigue. The rain fatigue really set in at like that 7 a.m. wake up, and I was just like, we're done. No more weather today. We're going inside.
Yeah, it's just like, it's anxiety inducing to like think about the weather that much. Like even I wonder just like how I would have felt all weekend if I like woke up on Thursday and it was like 75 and sunny is the prediction for the weekend. Like that would have been crazy.
Do I deserve that?
Should I get married in LA?
The silver lining is that the wedding was like, it was just exactly what I wanted it to be.
The wedding was perfect. There was no there was no problems with the wedding at all. If anything, the wedding was better now because everyone, like, you know, some stuff had shifted to the wedding. Mm-hmm. So there were really nice speeches during the wedding.
Yeah. We pulled all of the speeches for Jake from your family, from you guys, like all of that into the wedding itself, which was really charming too, because it was like, oh, now you get to hear even more about this relationship. Like usually you have one or two toasts at the wedding and everybody like keeps dancing
and
drinking.
And Hannah,
but it was like really emotional, and it felt really like people had endured a traumatic event together the night before.
And bonded, forged by fire.
Everybody wanted to be in this room to be like, we are dry here.
Band of brothers.
Under shelter and drinking. And
it gave me something to talk about with literally every guest. Anybody
that
like I was meeting for the first time. Your speech crushed.
Yeah.
I thought like Mike has made me cry. My mom's made me cry. Your
all
dad's
the siblings.
Really sweet.
Yeah.
Vinny.
And that all happened because it would have happened the day before.
Right.
It was moved because of the storm.
Yeah.
And Drone,
my dad.
Oh, wait. Yeah, that's true. Wait, Jeff, Dave, and Mike made everybody bow down to us, bend the knee, which was, that's like another podcast in and of itself that was insane.
Yeah.
Especially because I don't really know enough about The Lord of the Rings. So when he was saying this like metaphor, I was just like,
you don't have to do it.
I don't know what's happening. And so then everyone starts taking a knee, and I'm like, okay.
They like got everybody to rise. Like, and everybody's like, and Mike was like, every able-bodied person here rise. And like, that's nice. Like, everybody rises.
Like,
you're
gonna hold a glass and
like, and so everybody rises, and then he's like, now bend
the knee. Bend the knee to the king. And you're like, I'm okay, no. Thank you.
And everybody fucking bent the knee to us.
We had like amber goblets on the table.
There's a photo of Al Shaddai.
Oh, wow.
So fucking funny. It's like, both of us are laughing, and all of her friends are fucking kneeling before us. Darone, during the there's so much to fucking talk about.
We gotta make this a five-parter.
All right, real quick Darone recap.
Yeah, which is my dad, by the way, for those of you who don't know, which is all of you.
Yeah, we have the first look, That's the first time I see Jill in her wedding dress.
And my dad should be there for that.
The rain is threatening, but still holding off.
That's
and
right.
They're like, do you want to do it inside or outside? And we're like, fuck, we want to do it outside. We're stressed, but the rain holds off. I see Jill.
Like, I asked Jake a couple days later, like, what were you thinking about on your way to the first look? Like, are you thinking like, oh, what's Jill's outfit going to be like? No, he's just like, the rain. And I'm like, that's crazy because me too. I wasn't thinking about like how cute you were going to look or like where we were going to stay at. Like, it was just, no.
We had time to get lovey later. But like when we're outside, all I thought about was the rain. But we're coming back. We're like going to meet up with you guys to take photos. Mm-hmm. And we see your mom and your dad.
And the picture you take is, or like that you posted on Instagram, is the one where your mom is basically just standing on the corner of the street in Beacon, and we're both running because the sky's about to open again.
Right.
I'm holding this umbrella, and she's taking this picture just as your dad looks at me and just goes, "Boobala."
Nice. Your like, first words.
That's it. That's the dress. You got it. That's it. I'll never forget.
That picture, which is now on my Instagram, my most liked photo. So my mommy took my most liked photo. She doesn't even know what Instagram is.
You didn't even give it her credit.
I couldn't.
And then we did the ketubah, personal vows.
Yep.
Then we...
Ceremony.
Walked out, did the thing, kissed, stomped a glass.
Everything after that went boringly well. Good. Like exactly what you want a wedding to be.
The next time I saw your dad, though, was during the hora, screaming at me.
Yep. You didn't know what to do.
There were like three true Jews there. It was Daron, Sammy, and like maybe your dad, maybe your uncle.
My grandma.
Oh, yeah, that's probably true.
But the
Jews
around you dancing for the hora.
Yeah, it is like, it's not, they don't fuck around. You like, it's such a funny dance because you're just like spinning and kicking your legs.
Spinning in circle or grabbing someone's leg. Yeah, and spinning.
And like, but your dad was like fucking, it was like, he was like a drill sergeant.
Yeah.
He was like my captain in wartime. Just like looking at, like pointing at his eyes, pointing at me. It's like, you, yes. And then just like bobbing around, like doing an adorable little skip, but like with a frown on his face.
How was the chairs?
Chairs were great. They were deep. They were deep chairs.
Chair
so you could
chair.
Really settle in.
I like lifting the chairs.
Yeah. The chair was the worst experience of the entire wedding for me, including the rehearsal dinner.
Because you were afraid of falling.
I was petrified.
And also, you didn't want it to be too Jewy. Was like the thing of the thing. Like the whole night was
no,
like,
that's not true.
Yeah, I feel like even when we were talking to the DJ, we were just like, "What's your most like?"
Did Jay-Z ever do a hora?
I was totally down to do the hora. I just never wanted to do the chair because I don't trust anybody. And sure enough, like within three like raises of the chair, I have Dave Rosenberg is raising the back of my chair.
Too high up.
He's fucking towering over everybody in the front.
You're like, I'm just going to fall on my face.
And he just like push it. He goes full extension for some reason.
No, you can't do
that. Sliding off the chair. And I see Grandma Rachel right in front of me like I'm about to fucking fall on her. And all I could think about is that I'm going to fall on Grandma Rachel and break my heel again.
What would be worse?
Breaking my heel.
I was going to say you don't have to answer that, but you already did it correctly.
Oh. Even if I sprained it.
Even if it was just a slightly bruised foot.
I'd kill myself before I let anything happen to Grandma Rachel.
I missed a joke there. I was going to say, does Hova have a hora?
Oh, nice. Yeah. Okay.
Thank you. Can splice that in.
I will. Yeah. Did Hova ever...
Oh,
fuck.
Wow.
Nah,
I know this is running really long, but I have a question for you.
It's good stuff.
Which is, post-wedding, what was... Because I stayed like pretty sober during all the speeches because I wanted to remember what everybody said.
Yeah.
And again, you're really crushed on the speech.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I think Marissa has a video of it. Maybe we'll leak some of it online.
Oh, that's fun.
It was crush-worthy.
Thank you. That's really fun. One of my highlights was LA is going to be like college, only better, because I think Jake could succeed in LA. No classes.
So good.
Really good.
Everyone starts booing me. Oh, come on. He gets off to this shit. I said in the speech, and it was true. I'm like, I had scripted down, Jake's a piece of shit. And then I'm like, maybe I shouldn't say it. I'm like, it's funny to do it in front of friends, but like, Jake's parents and Jill's grandmother's going to be there. I'm going to be like, Jake's a piece of shit. And then during your vows, Jill called you a dumbass. I'm like, yeah. All right, it's back on.
We're in.
Yeah.
If dumbass is in the vows, I think I could say the C word.
It sure is. And you called Grandma Rachel that.
Jake is charming, creative, kind of a dumbass.
That's true. What was your – I got blurry when at the after party.
Yeah.
The one thing I remember seeing is you guys all trying to draw circles on the table.
At a certain point, the after party devolved into just like a night out at a bar. And Nick Rad's like, you think you could draw the perfect circle? Which led us off for a one-hour game where everybody who would sit down, try to draw a perfect circle. And like I started coming up with like little vernacular, like if you do the circle but it overlaps at like where you started, like that's called the tickle. Like, oh, the circle's good, but it's got a little bit of a tickle.
Aww.
The perfect drawing, you couldn't tell where the person started. So you draw a perfect circle and there's such a precise overlap.
No tickle.
You look, there's no tickle. Yeah. It's just a perfect circle. And you drew a very good one.
I feel like that's what you ended the night with. Yeah.
That was the last thing I remember. It's like walking over and being like, everyone, what are you guys doing? We're trying to draw the perfect circle.
A lot of good content at this wedding.
It's funny to think that. All right, one last question. At any point were you like, this is going to be a good podcast episode? Because somebody came up to me and said that. I'm like, oh, that's true. Marissa said that to me on the bus.
I didn't think about it. But when you texted me today and said Jill should be on the podcast, I said, I thought this will make a good podcast episode.
And I'm like, I'll find some questions in case the story lasts 15 minutes. We are at nearly an hour at this point.
Wow.
Go us!
Woo!
Good story. Great
episode.
We haven't even told you about the honeymoon.
That's true. You got to come back. I don't even know about the honeymoon. You guys landed in LA. By the way, it's not going to rain here for another 6 months. So you guys are good to go.
I'm like, it's going to take me a while to appreciate good weather because we've had a week of good weather in New York. And I'm like, every time I see that it's like in the 70s and it's sunny, I'm like, fuck this.
Why not me? Yeah, it's such a rant. Like, that storm happened once a summer, and it was at the hour of the rehearsal dinner during the break.
Of course.
It's a bullseye in time.
I mean, the other thing is just like dealing with hoping you get your money back too.
Ooh,
like
now you can get some reefs.
Yeah, we got like, you know,
we
want 50%. They're like, we'll give you 10. We're like, how about 20? Like, we just got it.
Rain is a fucking coupon.
It is.
Well,
that's why they call it a rain check.
That's actually really smart, and I'll use that in my next email.
Is that what the next week is about? It's just like, let's get some money back.
I'm just trying to make sure that we don't pay for the buses because that was very poor.
Yeah, hard stop on the credit card charge.
Quick tips for people getting married soon. Anything
yet rain you've plan learned?
Strategy, emergency strategy.
I guess have like a really good rain plan, but I still,
what could you have done? Like,
yeah.
The real thing is that at a farm wedding, you need to have like a platform or you need to have like a concrete base to your tent.
Right.
So
or maybe
not
a tent,
just
like do it
on
indoors.
The field. Yeah. Like it's just that in this particular case, we were at such a new, like at a farm that really didn't know event planning yet. And so they were like, this is the right way to do it.
They learned the hard way using your rehearsal.
Exactly.
Dinner. I bet they're like building a wooden floor right now in that field.
Exactly.
I've been trying to think about if I had any wedding advice, but I don't know if I really do.
Enjoy the ride.
Yeah. Just enjoy it. I mean, definitely like, let things brush off of you.
It's fun that you guys have this story forever.
Don't dwell on the shit.
I think at a certain point you guys are going to appreciate the fact that it happened this way.
Yeah, once we like stop thinking about like people contacting their insurance for their car claims and such.
Once that guy gets paid out, I'm gonna laugh.
That'll be good. I can't wait.
No, I was laughing that night, but it is gonna be a long time before I'm like. Really okay with that.
Especially because I go to weddings all the time and I'm just like, these fuckers, like they're putting us on a hot bus for 30 minutes, bringing us to the middle of nowhere so we can do something they love. Like, we get it. You guys are cute. What? No.
I'll definitely
never talk shit at
another wedding.
Yeah, exactly. Never again.
Because you know what goes into it and how many things can go wrong.
Yeah.
All right. Great story. Thanks to Jillian for coming on the episode.
Thanks for having me.
You got anything to plug, babe?
Got a honeymoon coming up or whatever.
A new NBA podcast.
That's right.
Monday.
Now we're talking. Buckets on the HeadGum Network. Listen now if you're an NBA fan and subscribe and rate, even if you're not, just to help me out personally.
If you're an Amir fan.
Opening theme song, God, feels like ages ago, was written by...
Jefferson Lawrence?
Wow, good memory, if that's correct. I haven't looked yet.
It's
Is that correct?
It's not even close.
But still, what an awesome pull. Do you want to give us a fake name? Because I didn't even get to ask you any questions. This
no,
is supposed
please.
To be an advice
well,
show.
Well, what is his name now? I'm curious.
It's Lawrence.
Lawrence.
Lawrence from Bristol. Okay. And this closing theme song was written by Kyle Nethersoul, who has a SoundCloud. So thanks, Kyle, soundcloud.com/KyleNethersoul. Thanks to you guys for telling your story. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Thanks for inviting me. Thanks for letting me be a part of it.
Great speech.
I had a lot of fun.
Great speech. Great dad. Great mom. Great girlfriend.
Great night, everyone. We'll see you next week. Ciao. I've got a problem you can solve if you like. I am so confused. Running around in the circles in my head. I can use some other points of view.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.